Joining us right now, sophomore center Ethan Menzies. Ethan, I appreciate the time. How are you doing?
I'm not too bad. How are you?
Doing fine. Doing fine. Congratulations on the win Tuesday night. And I know you guys did not want it to go to double overtime like it did the last time when you went to Shattern, Nebraska. You want to take care of it in regulation. I know you guys have been brilliant in overtime, but you didn't want to mess around on your home floor on Tuesday night. You had a great game, 19 points to lead the Mavericks in 27 minutes, and you get the job done to move on to the semi, 67-52.
Yeah, it was a good win. We definitely didn't want to go to double overtime again. Definitely would have taken a lot of energy that we did not want to use. So we took care of business, and it was a good win.
And for you, as I mentioned, you had the 19 points, but you had the quick, 4 points in the opening minutes of the second half. That gave you a 7-point lead, and you guys went on a 10-0 run. You had a double-digit lead at that point in time, and that start to the second half that, of course, you helped orchestrate. Really put that game away for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, I had a pretty slow first half, and I came out of the locker room in the second half, and I really needed to step it up. And I did what I could, and we got that 10-0 run, which really gave us the big lead, so that really helped us.
Yeah, obviously a double-double night for you with the 19 points and 13 rebounds. Ethan Menzies, sophomore center for the Colorado Mesa men's basketball team with us. On the team, and a guy that, when I watch you guys play, Ethan, that just gets better and better throughout the course of the season. And there are a lot of guys like that, but as a true freshman, Blaze Threet, he had 13 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists. Blaze, the more time he gets on the floor, the better he seems to be.
Yeah, he definitely has grown since when he first got back on the floor. I mean, he missed those first couple games. But since then, he's definitely gotten a lot better. I mean, he's slowing down. He's taking better shots. He's reading the defense a lot better. So definitely as the season has gone on, he's gotten a lot better, yeah.
Ethan Menzies, sophomore center for the Colorado Mesa Mavericks basketball team, leading scorer and rebounder for the Maverick men as they get ready to score off against Adams State Friday night in the RMAC tournament semifinals at Brownson Arena. And talking of overtime games, mentioned you beat Shattern State Tuesday, a team that you beat in overtime and double overtime up at Shattern, Nebraska during the regular season. You also had to go to an extra session at Adams State and able to get the 80-66 victory. But it's an Adams State team that, like I said, the last time you faced them down in Alamosa, they gave you a tough test to push you to overtime.
Yeah, they're a tough team. I mean, one time, you'll look at the scoreboard and we'll be up 10 points, 15 points, and then 3 minutes gone by and you look back up and we're only up by one. So they're a really tough team. We can't lose our focus on them because if you do, they'll take advantage of that. So it'll be a tough one on Friday night, but I think we got to just protect our home floor and take care of business.
Ethan Menzies, sophomore center for the Colorado Mesa men's basketball team, joining us on the program. And they've got some guys that are certainly really good players, particularly from a scoring the basketball standpoint. Deshaun Williams, he's been their leading scorer this season. He's played really well for them.
Yeah, he's a good little quick guard who gets in your business when you're trying to dribble the ball up the floor. We just got to take care of it on the offensive end when he's guarding us. And then defensively, I mean, we just got to kind of contain him and make him try to shoot the ball over us. We have length, we have size, so we just got to contain him and make him shoot tough shots.
Ethan Menzies with us today on the Team Sports Network. I want to correct myself to Stan Williams, not Deshaun Williams, the talented guard for Adams State. What about their inside game, Ethan, and the challenge that they posed you the last time? Talk about that a little bit and about the task at hand to beat them. You guys had a great game, you in particular, in the paint, and that win against Shattern State. What do you hope to get accomplished against Adams State inside on Friday night?
I think the same thing. I mean, the last time we played them, I think we did a really good job on their bigs. They have two really skilled big dudes who can really score the ball and who really can affect shots when you're diving them down in the when you're driving down in the paint. But I think we just got to have the same plan as we came in last time. When we get down in the paint, we got to come to jump stops, fakes. I mean, the guys likes to go for everything. So we just got to stay poised with the ball. And then defensively, I mean, we just got to stick to our defensive principles that our coach has set up for us. So that's about it.
Ethan Menzies with us today from the Colorado Mesa men's basketball team, joining us today on the Team Sports Network. The regional rankings, the West rankings are out, Ethan. You guys are number one. I don't think that's any surprise that you'd be the number one team in those rankings. And I know that, you know, obviously the goal is to win on Friday night against Adams State, grab the RMAC Tournament Championship like you guys did last year, but this time do it on your home floor, and then get over to Golden next week for that regional tournament. I know that you guys are looking forward to carrying that number one ranking into that regional tournament coming up next week.
Yeah, I think we expect nothing less from us and from each other. We just got to keep playing our basketball. I mean, we've been playing super well lately, so we just got to go out there, compete, protect our home floor. And it's a huge advantage having your home floor here for the RMAC tournament. And if we get that, I mean, that'll be great.
And it still, for you, has to be, and all the guys, strange. Because I was over there doing the game on Tuesday, and not having fans, I mean, at least, you know, during some of the games in the regular season, there were some of the Colorado Mesa staff that was allowed to come in and watch, and now because it's the RMAC tournament, nobody's in there watching. I mean, that requires really your guys on the bench, your fellow teammates that are on the bench to kind of become your cheering section. I know you've had to deal with that throughout the season, but when it comes tournament time, it just seems really, really weird, right? That you expect, you know, packed house at Brownson Arena to cheer you guys on. That would be the case in a normal season, in particular the kind of year you guys are having. But that's still a little bit of an emotional challenge, is it not, with no fans?
Yeah, I mean, we had some fans and some students coming in on Saturday night against Fort Lewis. And that, I mean, it felt like it was a packed house. I mean, we definitely felt the energy. And then we go to Tuesday's game against Chadron, and it just felt so weird. Just the gym felt dead. So, yeah, the bench guys really got to give us some energy, because it's definitely a weird feeling.
Who's the guy on the bench that maybe is the voice you hear the most when you're on the floor? A guy that just is always cheering, always saying something, maybe the opposition at times. Is there a guy that you like? And I always hear his voice when I'm out on the floor.
Probably Jarrett Schmeling. He's definitely the loudest.
And of course, you can't tune out Coach DeGeorge, though. You got to focus on that voice first. But Jarrett Schmeling's a guy that's there cheering you guys on. Hey, I got to ask you about this because we brought this up with Jared Smith.